I'm gonna order some food.
You ordering food now? You want to start?
Order food? Yeah. Yeah, we can start. I'll just grab it.
I'm glad to see a guest is so fucking engaged. You tell he's fucking super stoked. Just start this shit whenever you want.
Make this count, Poop.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up.
No, you're done. You're done.
Oh, no. If your kids and wife died, that'd be the worst thing ever.
I would cut off my legs just so I could have that happen.
All right, guys, hands up. Who's doing this?
$40,000 bucks, right?
Oh, my God.
It's $500,000, man.
I'd be like shitting right next to people to like gross them out, like making myself throw up.
I had to test that out for the consumer.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, selfless.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, so we get, I don't know what episode's this. We should probably
come
do.
Come on, man.
One.
Yeah, something. 51.
Two.
Episode 51.
Hello, everybody.
I thought about doing a bit where I just tried to hold that voice for as long as I could, but broke immediately.
It sounds so natural, too. He would have never suspected it.
Like a cartoon pig.
All right, guest on this podcast. First guest was a trans porn star, but second guest was your good friend, Wilbur Soot.
Oh, right? Yeah. I know him.
Yeah. And so, like, years ago, you're going to see this clip. Don't comment about my weight gain since then, but this clip's like almost 2 years old. If you want to listen to this, listen to what he has to say about you.
Yeah, so I made this channel because there was do you know Jay Schlatt, YouTuber?
No.
You will do. I guarantee you he's going to be the next like big thing. Like he's going to be the next big gaming YouTuber. And
isn't that nice? Nobody ever
says
anything.
That was really nice of him.
Nicest guy in the world.
And he decided to start a band and then stop talking to everybody.
I was about to say he won't respond to my DMs anymore. So
no,
and what's funny is
to be fair, none of the Minecrafters do.
Yeah,
with me either.
Oh, that Tommy Innit guy seems like the nicest dude in the world. He responded to my DMs. I asked him to be Tommy's on the podcast, cool. And he was like, "No,
dude, Tommy."
No,
I feel like Tommy Innit watched one of those like Sigma Male videos where it's like, "Dude, don't be scared to just say no to things."
Yeah.
And then he's just whipping his dick around everywhere, just like saying no to shit. I asked him, I ask him to be on shit all the time. And he just says no.
I love that. That's way more beautiful than just stringing you on.
Yeah. And then I just keep asking him because it's like almost a rush at this point.
Yeah. And Wilbur, on the other hand, just kind of ghosts you or deflects. Let's turn this beautiful compliment from Wilbur into just us shitting on him for like 40 minutes.
You know, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I don't care for him. I don't care for his look. I don't care for how he sounds.
Dude, he made one nice accent. Song, and then he thinks he rules the fucking world.
Oh, is he like is he a musician now?
Oh, dude, yeah, he's got a band. They're getting hundreds of millions of plays. And I just realized, you know how a lot of artists complain about how little streaming services play or pay you? That's just bullshit, apparently. If you get like 100 million plays on Spotify, you're making like $500,000.
Really?
It's like like more than YouTube, which is nuts. Because it's just a fucking song, bro.
I guess because of how...
There's no blood, sweat, and tears that goes into music.
It's pure art. I mean, nobody's making like a...
Like, is he like a boy band or what is he? I imagine like.
Have you seen Wilbur? Come on, it's obviously a boy band. Whatever it is.
Yeah, he's a boy band. Yeah. He made an indie boy band. Yeah,
indie
they're cool though. I mean, it's
band.
Good music. It's good music. I'm happy that he's moved on past Minecraft.
This
I think
worst.
That's all of our goals.
Minecraft
you know?
Band.
Yeah.
This is the worst shit talking session I've ever seen. You turn that into positive stuff at the end.
Yeah, they sample like creeper noises into all their songs.
Oh, that's badass.
Do you actually like the music, or are you just saying that to be nice?
It's good. It's
you
good.
You listen to it on your free time?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Let's just turn this into backing him into a corner to say something negative about Wilbur.
Prove it. Sing the song if you love it so
I mean,
much.
I couldn't even tell you the name of the band, but I mean, it's good music.
That's impressive to just do that anyway, why do I keep complimenting the guy? He's pretty. I mean,
you played Duck Game with him.
I played Duck Game, I think, once. Yeah. That's like my experience. And then everyone.
He was a cheating bitch. Blind grip. Piece of crap. I fucking ate him. Anyways.
Yeah, he's.
And you did, speaking of past guests, you were on the Price is Scuffed.
Yeah.
Just the other day with Wubby.
With Wubby, yeah.
That's the one thing I wrote down on my little paper.
Wubby lives in San Diego. I hope I didn't just dox him there, but he messages me and he goes, "Hey man, you want to come down to Nashville, Tennessee to film something with me?" And I'm like, "Sure." I assumed he lived there, but then I realized that we were staying at the same hotel, and he's like, "Oh yeah, we just found a our guy who does all our shit is like, I have a space in Nashville that you guys should come to." I guess that's where they, you know, get, like, I guess so it's a lot cheaper there. Yeah. So we went down to Nashville and we just broke some shit. They had a, I mean, it was a fucking production. It was a fucking production. I was wondering, like, is Twitch funding all this? Because they had these huge wooden props for everything. Like, they had so much. They gave away an Audi R8, or like, we're going to, as the grand prize. And they had it, like, in the studio, just sitting there.
You said they were going to. Did they end up not?
Yeah, they're just like,
so
well,
it was like Lubby was like,
"I'm not giving this away."
So if the price was right, then you would have won the R8. But it wasn't right. So no, he won an iPhone instead, I think.
Okay. But,
who put up the Audi?
It was some insurance company.
Oh.
So something I learned that you guys probably don't know either is that, because you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't know shit.
You guys don't know anything. Yeah. So there's insurance, there's game show insurance companies, and they're like, "Sure, you pay us $2,500, and then we'll put up an Audi R8 for, like, you know, 1 in 250 odds that the person wins
it."
Damn. Yeah.
And so it's like this fucking insurance scheme where you know, one person wins the Audi R8 every now and then. And they just cash out because of the odds are in their favor.
Yeah, that's actually a genius business
scummy
idea.
Scummy, but yeah, it's cool.
And fucking Wubby funded all this, though. Like, he just put up all the money. Apparently, he did some, like, Raid Shadow Legends shit and just had the money. They're like, "Yeah, book first class. Book, you know, get this nice hotel."
I like how you're blowing this out of proportion to be like this huge production when you just spent $95,000 on a fucking monkey statue. How does this man afford this?
Well, hold on, I guarantee you it costs more than $95,000. I guarantee you it costs more than $95,000 to put on the production.
All of his little assistants are like Mexican guys. There's no way he's paying them.
Dude, they're great too. Fucking Peanut.
Yeah,
he calls one of them Peanut.
With Peanut and Carlos the gardener.
Yeah, Carlos.
So if you had to pick a favorite, which would it be?
Oh, Peanut.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be telling Carlos.
Yeah, they will be hearing about that.
Yeah,
I just like saying Peanut. You know,
Peanut is it's a cute little nickname.
Yeah.
Which one was the one that you?
He looks pretty short too.
I think that was.
Peanut. Sam disrespected him the other day.
I didn't know his name. So I seemed like I was too big for my britches there for a moment. But do you have any lackeys like that?
No, I wish, dude.
Are you
I moved to Austin.
Oh, nice.
And I see the only people I would trust to do shit for me like that, like Peanut, are back in New York where I used to live. Because those are my buddy. Like, if you have someone that, obviously, Sam, you could probably relate. I don't know who Brian and Poob are, to be honest.
Just kind of like
strangers in my life.
But I mean, Sam, you've probably been at the point where you're like, "Fuck, I could really use someone to do all the shit I don't want to do."
Mm-hmm.
Who do you trust? Like, you're not just going to go to a company and be like, "Hey, I need a personal assistant," or like, God forbid, go online and get a virtual one or something like that. You need someone in your life that like, you need like a day zero almost.
Yeah. And so that's when you find someone that's already filled that niche for someone else, like Wubby. And then you message him, and you go, what's he paying you?
Yeah, pay him more.
And then you pay him a little bit more.
I should take Peanut, dude. Peanut's good. And Carlos, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take them both. While
just
at
take
it.
Them both. Wubby doesn't
girlfriend
need both of them.
Seems really nice, too.
Why do you? No one needs two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody like should have at least one Mexican working for them. And exactly. He's got that's two. And that's just.
I've been screaming this from the mountaintops.
Yeah. Everybody should get one, and Wubby's taking more than his fair share.
Girlfriend seems pretty nice too. I mean, you might as well.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
How much does he pay her?
I don't know.
You should pay her a little bit more and then she come over and eat.
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, the whole monkey thing was just me just like hitting buy with my debit card on a fucking website. I need people to put bigger shit together.
It's cool seeing stuff like Prices Scuff though on Twitch, like people putting that much effort stuff. When there's people that stream and, you know, do like, I'm gonna watch this YouTube video. I'm gonna watch this hour long Garfield video. You know, it's
I hate it when people
pretty
do
disgusting.
That.
Yeah, there's
terrible. It's just cool to see just scum of the earth
passion put into it. You know,
hey, if I went back to Twitch, I'd be doing nothing. I'd just be sitting there, just like watching Daily Dose.
Especially like at your size, you could just
I don't have to.
You could fart. You could leave your camera off, turn it on, fart into it, turn it off.
I could mute it the entire time.
You'd
be like, yo, guys, 500 subs before I turn the camera on. just text on the screen, black screen with text on it. Yo, Mike's not coming on. Mike's not coming on until I get 100 of these.
You know what's funny though is there was that
play.
There was that lady that did that, and there was huge outrage over it.
Like, really? Oh well, yeah, but she was a woman.
I was about to say, if you did that, there would be everybody would be like,
it would be
hilarious.
Funny and ironic if I did it.
Yeah,
you know?
So cool.
Yeah,
I'd get away with it.
Yeah, not turning this shit on until I get. Yeah. Not turning this on until you pay for another monkey statue. So you guys, I'm just gonna leave this on and walk away. And I better have a second monkey statue.
Oh, man. I have all the tiny monkeys. So I guess I'll give a little backstory because I'm not sure everybody knows. But there's an image I love of this monkey with his nuts hanging out, and he's just like chilling. He's got his arms back. He's in a zoo enclosure. Like, he knows nothing. Absolutely nothing going through this fucker's mind. But he has the most gorgeous pair of nuts on him. I mean, like, they're supple. I mean, like, you can't miss them. If you see this image, your eyes go straight there.
Yeah.
And then it random.
How big is his? Oh, sorry.
Oh no. Go ahead. How big are the balls?
How big is his penis? You'd
have
to wonder.
The penis is relatively small compared to the nuts. Yeah.
You got balls that big. I mean.
Yeah. No. I mean. Yeah. I mean, if it was proportionately sized, you get hard, like all the blood goes there and then you just lose consciousness.
It's not as important for primates because they don't
ask
for consent. They're not there to attract a female. Something that can get in, get out with little ease.
Exactly. The balls are what matters. The balls.
I should have been a primate.
You know those nuts have semen in them.
For sure.
And so
I would gander, yeah, maybe. I'm not a monkey scientist, but.
And so someone sent me this image randomly. I think it was Ludwig's buddy, Slime. He just sends me this image of a blue one. It looks like a 3D modeled like object, and it's just sitting in this town square. And then I do more. I was like, where the fuck did this come from? And so I reverse image search it. And it turns out that someone made a life, like 10 foot plus tall statue of this monkey, just recreated it. And it was blue. The whole monkey was blue. And it just had these ginormous, just fucking big brass golden balls. And it was just in Prague. They had it at like the fucking town hall at Prague in the Czech Republic. And my first thought was like, I need to go there.
Did you?
I tried to.
Coward.
I booked like $10,000 worth of tickets. Me and my buddies booked a bunch of tickets to go there, and we got this nice hotel. And our plan was
why
to...
a bunch? Why not?
Just one thing.
Just in case one fails, I'm gonna get every seat on this plane.
No, we had like 3 tickets. I was taking 2 buddies with me.
Oh, okay.
A seat
all right.
For the monkey on the way back.
You made it seem like, just in case this seat has vomit on it, I got backups. Just in case.
But no, our plan was to go to Prague. And then everybody's like, oh, well, you got to see like the castles and the rich history of this beautiful war-torn country.
I'm there for monkey
Fuck
balls,
that.
Dude.
Fuck that. Monkey balls, and I'm leaving. We were scheduled to stay for one day, and our one day was go see the monkey ball statue. It couldn't happen, though, because of United and their, like, stupid fucking policy about PCR tests. So you needed one, like, 48 hours before you landed in the home, the destination country. And because I needed a connection to get to the other place where I'd fly across the ocean, it just like, I couldn't have taken the test within the window. So it just couldn't happen. And then my next thing was like, okay, well, I couldn't see the monkey in real life. So I did some more research, and the guy, the same guy, makes statues of them, like smaller statues. One of them was $95,000, and it was seated on this nice wooden table. And table I launched included. Merch. I launched merch with the photo of the monkey on it to fund this $95,000 statue. Oh, hell and yeah. It worked. Wow. And so
is that
the
even,
monkey
is
on
that
its
even
way.
Remotely no. legal?
Well, it's his monkey, right? He's buying the monkey.
Well, yeah, but
before he purchased
I don't know.
It, before he purchased
I don't know.
It was oh. definitely that guy's intellectual property.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, it's just a he didn't take the photo of the monkey.
Yeah.
Some random dude took the photo
wasn't
of the
there,
monkey.
Okay. Wasn't there like a lawsuit where somebody took a photo of the Mona Lisa and then sold it as like fine art? And the Louvre was like, this is not okay.
Probably. Honestly, probably.
Not to be a rat or anything. Sorry.
I have not gotten a email from the guy who took the photo.
Well, he's got $95,000. You don't get, and he doesn't have a fucking monkey sitting in
no,
his
no,
house
no, no,
anymore.
No, no, no. The guy who took the photo, the guy who took the photo is not even part of the story. There's the artist was just a guy who recreated the,
so
the monkey
the
in the photo. No, he didn't even take the picture. He was just—he was just as enthralled in the photo as I was. He had the same spell cast over him by this photo, and he's like, "I need to make this monkey."
Yeah.
He just had
and then I was like, "I need to have this monkey that the artist made," and so I launched merch. It was a recreation of the. It's fair use. It's fair use, bro. I mean, suck it off my ass.
Okay.
So we launched the merch, and we bought it. As well as a bunch of smaller, like hand-sized monkeys
said,
that the
you
artist
said
also offered.
We bought
offered.
It. Does that mean like everybody that bought merch also has a? It's like a timeshare.
Well, there, I mean,
we share
like
weekends
to,
with the audience.
Me and my 2 million friends bought this monkey. No, that was the pitch. It's like you. Once there's a monkey in the room, that's something you can say, you know, I contributed to this.
Fucking
you should,
nice.
You should
nice
wheel it
on
out
end.
On the weekends and be like, if you guys want to come by.
I should.
And
honestly,
touch the monkey.
We could make it. Here's the thing. He also offers like $69,000 monkey statue. There's like a 60,000 one. We didn't make enough money to buy all of them because there's many versions of this. Of the less expensive ones.
Merch season 2. You got to get that fall catalog.
Drop 2 coming out. Drop 2 coming out. And, dude, the artist... honestly, you'd expect the artist of a monkey statue with big, huge nuts on it to be a little bit wacko, you know? But I'm wacko, too. So, I mean, this guy emails me, and he's like, hey... balls be with you or some shit, and he's like, you guys want to do some NFTs about the monkey balls? Dude,
who took this?
And I'm like,
nah,
I'm good, man. Like, I'm not feeling it.
Wait, so like the statue you got isn't like one of the ones that's been out in public anywhere?
No,
so it's a fake lack of tarnish on the balls. He buffs it
yes
with like an angle grinder or something. He simulates the touch of 1,000 feels on those balls.
So I got an email from Saatchi Art, which is the company that, like, I guess where he listed it, where I bought it off of. And they're like, you know, yeah, the small ones are already on their way. They should be in the States, you know, in 1 to 2 days or something. But the artist has taken the big monkey statue back to his foundry in Italy. And is putting a fresh coat of patina on it or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, this will be real shiny when it gets to me.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a monkey in here. It'll just be just sitting there.
Are
just
you
to
on
have
the,
it.
Are you on like a first or like second story building? Are you like in a... Are there people
this
under
is a
you?
First story. No, okay. It's a first story building. We have the office next to it too, so I could be as loud as I want. And... you know, we definitely won't get the deposit back because there used to be a wall here
Oh, hell yeah. You just ripped it out.
So, yeah, you can see this line right here.
Yeah. Oh,
there's God. No carpet because there used to be a wall there. And we're just like, fuck it. We'll take it down and make some film sets. And we've been shooting shows here for OTK, my gaming org.
Well, I was thinking, like, having that, I'm sure that monkey statue has to weigh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how much, and I was thinking, like, if you're trying to, let's admit it, like, streamers and YouTubers and stuff, they're not the brightest people.
No.
For example, I knew this guy once. He got an apartment or a place, he rented it, and started taking out, like, probably structurally significant walls in order to make sets. And I was thinking, like, imagine if you brought in a giant brass monkey. And then it, like, fell through the floor and killed a family underneath him.
Yeah, just like a big false head just nail someone in the face.
I was imagining, like, what if he's in an apartment and, like, a fire breaks out or something and, like, weakens the floor a little bit? Four children dead in a nursery from a giant brass monkey that fell through.
Yeah, funky monkey. It's
a hell of a story, though.
That would be cool. Almost worth setting up.
Me and my 2 million friends killed a family.
All of a sudden, the parasocial relationships.
The blood is on all my subscribers' hands.
Yeah. I'd like to call in 2 million witnesses. Gotta bring us all to the stand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Masterclass, though, and just like, I'm gonna use this picture on a PNG of a monkey, sell it, you know, $100,000.
Dude,
just to get a statue, like, that's fucking awesome.
I'm past the point of doing things for, like, clout. Like, the last thing I care about is collabing with Mr. Beast or some shit. I just want to do things that are cool now.
And so that Mr. Beast thing where you stand in a circle and whoever's like the last.
Oh, that looks so fun. Oh, you make $500,000 from being in a circle for too long.
I don't have access to $500,000. I would do whatever to get guys out of there.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be like shitting myself.
I would watch it if I watched the first. You know, we filmed one of the shows we do back there is like just react because we are who we are and we're lazy fucks. So we just sit on the couch and react to the content.
Yeah.
And that Mr. Beast video was something we looked at, and they don't even show the winner.
Oh, they don't?
They end this 20-minute long video being like, subscribe to see who wins in the next video. And there's like 10 people left.
You know what's funny about those is they put together all these personalities to do this, and for some reason, the way they edit it, nobody says anything funny. There's nothing happening in there. It's just like, you recognize this guy's face and this guy's face. We're going to put him in a circle.
Carl's in this one.
I'm like, dude, you know all these people. They have something funny to say, and they're not letting it happen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. I mean, look, I would watch it if it was like, there was like combat involved. But all these people are like friends. They're making like TikToks in the circle together and being all... You know, fucking.
It was like real primal, and like, yeah, you could for like real. Do scare.
It's $500,000, man. That's like, a lot of fucking money.
I'd be like shitting right next to people to like gross them out, like making myself throw up. Yeah. I'd be pissing up all over myself in my mouth.
Can you touch them at all?
You can't touch other people. I don't know. But you know what you should do?
That's boring. That's boring, man.
Yeah. You should put all these people in the circle, do the same thing, and then just let it rip it, like halfway through. Just be like, hey, by the way, in each circle, there's like a felon, like someone that's in there. For one person in this group is a sexual predator. Yeah.
They play the emergency meeting sound.
Yeah. Somebody in your circle has like, AIDS, by the way, and you've been in that circle with them for 40 minutes.
We've infected one of the contestants with COVID.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
A great idea, horribly executed by Mr. Beast. Mm. Yeah. Wait, look at us. Just a couple people talking down to Mr. Beast, letting him know how he should run his channel.
This is how he should do it. Yeah. This is how he should do
it. I'm sure he's going to listen to this and be like, I'll take this. And I'll write that down because these guys obviously have the key to it all. They know. By the way, in that Wilbur Soot clip, at the end of it, I cut it off, but he was like, yeah, Schlatt's going to be the next big thing. And then he goes on to say, and you are also going to be big. He was wrong. Boy, was he wrong. He was only 50% right. Like,
he's trying to make you feel better.
He was trying to. Yeah, he was definitely trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was man, like, you're going to be huge one day.
Nah, dude, I fucking love that guy. He was watching my OpenTTD streams. You guys know what that is?
No.
No idea.
Oh, dude, it's a transportation simulation game from, like, 1994. Before like Roller Coaster Tycoon and all that, the same guy made this one like way back.
Yeah.
And I would stream it to like 50 people and Will would just show up and be like, yo, I love this game, you know? And he'd just be in the chat.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey man, I had like 50 subs and Wilbur was on his like Soot House channel with like a million. And I was like, hey man, I'll name a bus after you. Bus 14 is now the Wilbur bus or some shit like that. And then, you know, it was cool. That dude's an OG.
Yeah, he's definitely a nice guy. I told him for a long time he needs to ditch those fucking deadbeats at Soot House. Start his own thing.
And then I helped him do it.
Really?
The filming session I did with Soot House was the last one ever.
Really?
I think we filmed three of them, and two of them got uploaded, and the other one is just sitting there in it for eternity, just not being uploaded.
Oh, you want to know one of the most grueling sessions ever? Was he this might be why he doesn't talk to me anymore. He invited me to go record something with him and some other guy that does music stuff, and then that Minx girl that you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we did not get along at all.
You and Minx?
Me, Minx, the other guy. And then, like, it was just like, it was very like, all right, hit record. Let's be fun. And, like, I would say 85% of everything I said got cut out of the video. They were like, this is not happening. Yeah. It was Jackbox or something like that.
Got in trouble for Jackbox?
Yeah, oh, dude. It was vulgar stuff. I shouldn't have said some stuff.
No, dude, Jackbox has gotten me in trouble a hell of a lot of times.
Mm. I remember that, actually. There was something about you getting canceled for some sort of stupid Jackbox shit, which, of course, Jackbox always just turns into the worst.
The point of the game. Yeah, that's the whole point. People got upset because we played that game where it was like, you know, try and make the other person's response seem as terrible as possible.
And, let me guess, you did something horrible, like make someone's response terrible.
Yeah, like there was a Hitler joke or something, which disgusting. Is the point of Jackbox, and then people were like, hey, I don't understand the context.
Oh.
Also, the thumbnail was me going like this, and then there's just a drawing of blackface on the other side, which probably wasn't my brightest moment.
Yeah. Nice. You need to get assistance.
Up.
Hey. It's my time to talk. Because then you can blame it on like Carlos. Be like, no, it's okay that this racist thing was because the Mexican made it. He's the thumbnail artist.
Peanut made that.
He's the racist. It's fine. Man. Yeah.
I played.
What were you saying?
The drawing game of fuck time, dude. I shouldn't have had that cookie. I am out of it. I am fucking gone. But
dude, who the fuck are? Who's on your desk? They've been just doing that jig the whole time.
I don't know. I just love them. I just love them to death, especially the little monkey. It's like my favorite gift.
I just love them.
Yeah.
I just found it, you know, somewhere. But Jackbox has gotten a lot of my friends and I in trouble. Just like you played a party with a bunch of like girls or something, and then the drawing game is like the only one we like, and they never want to play it. We go so hard, like, you know, I've bust out a fucking stylus before, and I'm in there, like, drawing, like, intricate, like, people opening their assholes up, and, like, seeing, like, guts and stuff, and people are like, who did that? Like, who was that? Or, like,
who could it have been?
Yeah. Like, my friend once, like...
And you're with your drawing glove, you know?
Guys, hands up, who's doing this? Yeah. I might have my fucking beret on, No, my friend once, he did, like... a swastika and something, and they were straight up like, all right, who was this? Like, which break? Because there's like 15 people in the room, and it was like almost like a like manhunt. Like, it was horrifying because I knew it was him. No one else there would have done it.
No, I would have been inserting those every party just to get that moment again. That sounds way more fun than Jackbox. Yeah, the who done it, the racist who done it.
That's great. Real. God, it was exhilarating. A bunch of Jewish girls, like, wanting to kick us out of a house. Oh, man.
Wait, when the fuck did he get bigger?
Oh, the gif, yeah, it's a really long gif, and it slowly grows and shrinks. Yeah.
Does it really? Oh, wow.
No.
The second but you brought it up,
yeah,
he made
it. Can you get a statue of one of these made for the Fourhead Fables, please? We need merch for Fourhead Fables. Now that I know, well, I guess we don't have to pull you, but we could probably fund something.
What we should do is take a picture of that little monkey and then use it to finance.
Or like maybe we can make a suit. Like I'd be good with a suit I could wear. That's that. Well, that might get risky, but if I could get a big monkey suit like that.
Yeah.
Well, like I could send you the clothing we made of the monkey nuts if you guys want it.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Yeah, for free. I'll send it to you for free. Yeah. You don't even have to pay.
Free?
You
know,
one of the best thing. This is the best career decision you've made. You're gonna benefit so much from me advertising you.
Yeah, let's just wear it every podcast forever.
Yeah, wear
now.
It every podcast. It will be like we're helping make Schlatt a big guy out there.
Or just like frame it, put it behind you on the wall. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could just fucking burn them on camera. Or something.
Honestly, do it,
dude.
Is my tongue yellow?
Yeah, look, I was gonna ask about it. Do you have like jaundice or something? What the fuck's what is that?
Is that a yerb?
Our org is sponsored by this Mountain Dew shit.
Oh, God. And so Mountain Dew fuel?
I guess it turns your tongue.
It's supposed to go in a car, I think.
Wait, you get sponsored by that? What the fuck?
I don't know. They signed the contract before I became an owner.
Oh. Huh.
But yeah, it's like I guess it's like some pretty petty shit.
That's awesome.
It tastes good.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever had.
My tongue almost feels like it's dying, but it's great.
My tongue is on fire.
We almost got a sponsor for Boner Gum, but that fell through, and that's about the closest I think we've gotten to a sponsor.
Wait, is that Blue Chew?
Yeah. Turns out it's not a gum. It's just like you just chew pills like a fucking...
I thought that was like chewing tobacco or
like
something.
Like a soft boner pill. Wow. Oh, man.
Just fucked up. That's sick, not nearly though. As cool as like popping gum. Yeah,
But like we should have like just been popping them the whole time, and at the end we all stand up and they just see like the full rage.
Compare
the
results. Sizes, like, who got bigger, you know?
Yeah.
You're about to have sex and you're like, hold on, and you pull out just like a pack of gum.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a gas station fucking. Yeah. I saw an old woman the other day buying like 4 packs of like, it was called like Rhino Sex or something. It was just, like, it was so humiliating because she definitely was hoping no one would come in. And I walked in and had to wait right behind her and she paid with like quarters. And it was like gruelingly long where I'm like, what? Like those, well, you're going to die if you take those or if you give them to a guy like.
Dude, there's
you ever done any like gas station like fucking
the sex
bills or anything? Yeah, anyone? Just to see what happens. I bought a boner ring out of the bathroom stall once. They had a quarter machine.
Yeah. Cock ring.
No yeah. Lady involved or anything. You just wanted to wear it under your pants.
I wore it and turned off. And yeah, it was just worse than normal. My hand hurt really bad. Yeah. But,
no, I've never had any supplements or anything like that.
I've taken it once and
nice.
What, Blue
it didn't
Chew?
Work. No, it didn't work. I don't even remember the fucking name of it, but it didn't work. And then I woke up in the night with a painful, painful erection. And it would not go away. Like uncomfortably stiff. I wasn't under the influence of anything else. It was just that shit.
God,
terrible.
God, I would have taken a lot of pictures that night or something. Like you gotta do something with it. Like, unusually
you do
long.
Have a photo shoot for it.
I call a hooker over or something. Yeah.
Put my cock ring on. Yeah. You know, do a little photo shoot.
God have you guys damn. Ever had like a social faux pas with a boner?
Oh shit. What? No, I don't think so.
Like, besides, you know, like the middle school where you're like, shit, I'm gonna have to walk with the binder in front of my pants or something like that.
Sometimes I get them in class, yeah, and I'm in college, and I'm like,
oh. I just shot snot out of my nose.
you're disgusting. Are those the new? Oh, you got the new earpods you were gonna get for the podcast.
Yeah, I got these because I realized regular viewers, like 90% of people that watch YouTube videos, it's on like cell phone audio or like earbuds.
Yeah.
So I was like, I shouldn't be mixing stuff with nice headphones. I should probably give it a once over with some shitty
That's
ones.
That's true.
Oh, you know? I see what you're saying.
Just, also, it makes you look grounded because you have cheap shit headphones now. Just
they never know how arrogant I am. I'm hiding it with the headphones.
You're hiding the headphones in the tie pin
shirt.
That shows how humble you are by getting giant bronze monkey balls. just so people don't realize just how humble I am. I'll surround myself with opulent statues.
Keeps you relatable. Yeah.
I'm past the point of being relatable, man.
Oh. I saw a Sasquatch statue in Tennessee the other day, like last week. Did? And yeah, I was fucking close. I was in like Gatlinburg area. And I'm not there yet, but one day, like, my spending habits are already so poor. No, okay, Sam, listen, give me more money. You know, I'll spend the podcast money wisely, but my, you know, other money. I just buy a lot of dumb shit, and it's like, Christ, like, I want a mannequin so bad. No, don't just, even. Like,
I want the Tesla robot.
Tesla robot?
Buy that shit. Oh, like, dude, I'm going to make that. I'm buying
it,
one.
Put a mask on it.
Oh, I'm making merch. We're
That's
buying.
The first thing any streamer with any cloud is going to do is they're going to get one of those and just bring them shit.
Yeah. Oh my chips, god, it would be drinks. So. It'd be so cool though. It'd be so cool.
Just sit down and have it put on your headphones for you.
You could put like an ultra realistic mask on it too, and
just
then
dress it up like
just
a person.
Go from there. Yeah, make it look like as human as possible.
Yeah.
Really, like uncanny merch, valley. Dude.
I'm going to make robot merch and then buy as many as I can.
Yeah.
I'll be able to get... Look, I mean, they're like $40,000, right? A Mandingo fight.
Oh. Oh, my God.
How great would that be to grasp... Like, you get everybody to, and then you dress them up like and then just have them fight on stream until they're disabled.
Like a boxing league
hopefully
or something.
Hopefully they don't have good fighting moves programmed into them, you know?
Did you see the stats on these things? It's like it could deadlift 175 pounds or something. Like... Can carry you.
That would be the best part. Yeah, just having it like hold you, and just like if you could have it walk you places, that'd be the most.
Have you seen A Clockwork Orange where the guy in the wheelchair has the bodybuilder carry him up the stairs? Yeah, I would just have one of those things carry me in my wheelchair everywhere. I'm not even disabled.
Well, okay, they said 175 pounds, Sam. Let's get real here.
I would lose every bit of weight I needed. I would cut off my legs just so I could have that happen.
It's your new legs. You don't even need them if you have that thing.
I don't need these old shitty ones. I bought this one.
Dude, you could have it pick you up, hold you straight up, wear like a trench coat, and you'd look like a 9-foot-tall man. And no one would even, they would never even know.
Hell yeah.
Mom, sorry, we're putting you in a house. And also, here's this fucking Tesla robot to look after you.
You can have sex with it, probably.
Dude, they're $40,000.
That's
it?
I reckon I could.
That's not even as crazy.
It's not as much as a monkey statue.
I reckon we buy two, we pit them together. That would be fucking sick.
My wife's losing her car. I'm rolling that loan into getting a Tesla robot. Hell yeah.
Holy shit. I thought they'd be more, but it's like, it's still, you know, a fuck ton of money. My family, if I somehow ever bought something like that, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. But
what did your parents think about you buying the fucking monkey with the balls?
My mom called me and she's like, oh.
We're starving, please.
I heard you bought some artwork. And I'm like, yeah, I did. It's gonna be coming in a couple. It'll be here in a couple weeks, Mom, and then you can, you know, live out all your fantasies with it. Yeah. I'm gonna suck on them. I gotta like. There has to be some contact with my body to those nuts. There has to be.
Yeah.
Well, before she comes over, make sure to put like. Make sure they're like obviously have bit. Yeah. Something's been going on there.
Yeah. Bite marks somehow.
Put some like lube on them or something, so when she touches, they're like wet.
Why does it feel like
a condom?
Yeah, I think it's like some preservative thing they put on the monkey. It's not anywhere else on his body.
I don't know where about
it. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
I'm gonna have so much fun with that fucking thing.
But like imagine.
It's got
such a conversation starter too. You bring a girl home, just a giant fucking monkey statue, and you say, hey babe, want a little taste?
Yeah, want a touch? You know?
Yeah,
how much that costs?
I've heard that having like a streaming setup is like one of the biggest deterrents for women. Do you think like you know having the three monitors, the keyboard that lights up, and everything, and all that shit, and they walk in, they're like red flags. This ain't good. Yeah. This guy's a fucking dork. I mean, but do you think the monkey statue offsets that?
That would help.
Like,
yeah,
pure.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, because I'm in an office, maybe I take the monkey statue for my house. And then she doesn't come to the fucking office. So she doesn't see the setup. She just sees my bed and the fucking monkey statue in it.
Nothing else. And then mattress on the floor. No bed frame, nothing.
You passed the threshold, though, where, like, at your level, it's cool again. Like, it's, like, not cool to be, like,
affiliate
streamer or something.
It's like being a musician is great when you're Jay-Z, but it sucks when you're the guy playing in the subways, you know?
I don't have this fucking Hans Zimmer, like, giant room of just, like, organs and shit that I play. It's the same setup you guys have, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like you.
Yeah, but ours is pathetic. Ours is pathetic in comparison.
No, I just mean, like, I would probably, you know, if I'm telling a girl what I do, it's probably a lot harder for me to be like, yeah, it's like a podcast, you know, with like three guys and we just kind of talk
like
about
PewDiePie,
nothing.
It's like PewDiePie, but minus the money that makes him appealing.
Like, so when they see, you know, your monkey statue, they already know you're in a higher league.
Yeah.
I could just say I'm an art collector, too.
Yeah,
you're
going
to set
cool
the standard.
Too.
This is what's going to suck. It's because women are going to talk to Poop now, and they're going to be like, oh, he's like, yeah, I do a podcast. You're going to be like, oh, do you have, like, a monkey statue or something? That's, like, the status symbol.
Where's your
fine
art?
On it. The monkey statue's coming.
I do have a robot, though.
Yeah, well, like, this Tesla robot dressed in a human suit. Is that cool?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you bought that shit outright or you get that financed?
Yeah, we bought it. We bought it.
With interest rates this low, I would have financed the shit out of that. Was he gonna come fucking repo your monkey statue back?
I don't know. I felt like it was it's one of the
I'm
gonna get
a bank
serious
doing
for a second.
That, looking through
I
your windows
being,
for a monkey.
I hate having debt though. Like I hate having to pay things off. Like I'd rather just get the money situation sorted and then not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But that's just me. It was just easier to buy it outright. Saatchi was doing this sale. They had a 10% off thing. Because it's awesome. We signed up. We just put our email into the site and they're like, congrats, you get like 10% off any purchase on the site. And then we scammed them out of like 10 grand.
Yes, oh, hell yeah. Jesus Christ. It's
It wound up being like 87 after tax and everything with the sale. So not too bad.
Yeah, not bad.
A steal.
Not too bad, man.
Yeah. Might have me buying one of those.
Yeah, right, dude.
My wife's fucking like, dude, if I have to use this like shitty college microwave for one more day, I'm going to kill you. Like if I bought a $95,000 monkey statue when she's using this like cuisine art fucking microwave or whatever that she got from Walmart.
I'm in the same fucking situation though. I live in a dump. I'm in an apartment right now that doesn't have furniture in it. The last house I was in, all the light fixtures were broken. Like the carpet had a huge grease stain in the middle. Everything was just like, I've never lived in luxury. This monkey is my first, like, me dipping my toe into higher class living. You know?
Yeah. Sounds like you like living in the filth, though. And, you know, like the
kind of.
There's
something nice about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it does ground you a bit.
Yeah. I look at those people like Filthy Frank. He had like those cooking videos. His fucking place was disgusting.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It was
absolutely barbaric. And I was like, what the hell? And even I talked to Charlie about that, the critical, like his house looks like dog shit. Like they never have anything in their house. Like YouTubers, streamers, it's always just like this empty white walls, nothing on the walls house.
Nope. And there's always a room full of boxes.
Yeah.
And just like trash.
Yeah.
So I'm moving in with a buddy of mine who just finished building a house. And it's Texas, so it's really like it's an extravagant house. Like there's a lot, and I have like two rooms in it. One of the first thing I said to him when he asked me if I wanted to live with him was like, dude, if it looks anything like your current house, which is just fucking boxes thrown everywhere. There's like a motorcycle in the middle of the fucking living room.
Actually, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
But it's like it had clothes draped over it, and I'm like, dude, yeah. I mean, like it can't look like this. Yeah. I take my completely empty apartment over living in squalor like that.
Yeah, but on the other end of that is because we are in kind of a female deterring area of work. If you walk into a guy's place and he's got the monkey statue and a motorcycle in the living room,
that's true.
It doesn't matter how many RGB keyboards you got. Like,
you can't have like some clothes everywhere in a mess.
You
want to
fuck
that,
on the monkey or on the motorcycle? Or on the mattress on the floor. Those are the three places that we have. Yeah. No other furniture or anything.
I'm trying to, you know, decorate my place a little bit, but I ordered furniture like months ago and it still hasn't gotten here. And so I just like, I eat dinner on the floor watching like Always Sunny on my fucking apartment floor. My cat is just like taking over the place. He's getting fat. My cat's getting fat. I don't know if you guys knew, but he ate 10 fridge magnets a couple weeks ago.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like these
did
tiny
peel them
foam
off?
Letters.
He's got a taste of that.
He swatted them off somehow. Dude, I come home from work, and there's no more magnets left on my fridge. And I'm like, I don't know how he got them, because they were at the top, and he would have had to jump and swat them off, but he got every single fucking one of them.
And he ate like
10 of them, and there were three on the floor.
Christ.
And we had to cut him open and take them out of his stomach before they got into his intestinal tract and then stuck together because they're fucking magnets. And tore him apart.
Is
internally.
This like a homebrew home surgery or is this like at the vet?
Yes. So I grabbed my scalpel and I you know, made a little incision. No, I took him to the vet and he stayed overnight for 2 days, I think. And then,
that's scary.
You know,
I don't know anything about magnets, but why didn't they just take a piece of metal and just like go up his throat with it?
Because they would fucking tear him apart.
And then halfway up, you get that sexy bulge in his throat. You ever seen seen the porn where they like lay the bitch on her back and then you get the throat bulge?
Yes, yes, dude.
I've always wanted to see that in a cat, and they got too many.
my first idea, because I was with my buddy, we were filming a little project with him, like a coding project. And so I came home with him and my first thought was like, okay, well, should I push the cat against the fridge to see if there was like any pull? But he's like, nah, dude, that could seriously fuck him up. And so they had to cut him open.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's really good.
And I was just like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? The cat is going to eat anything. Like, he'll eat magnets if he's hungry. So I've just been open feeding him. Like, he just got a huge bowl of shit 24/7, and he's just getting big. I don't know what to do. I don't know the.
Naturally.
Like, no, they'll just keep eating, bro.
I thought that was just
they'll
dogs.
Just keep eating.
Like, if I just fill, if I just have an endless dog bowl, my dog will just sit there and just bop, 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 constantly eating. Yeah. But I thought cats were a little bit. I just realized cats have more self-control than me, but usually they just eat enough and then walk away.
Yeah.
Maybe your cat's just stupid as shit or something.
Yeah. Oh, he is. Oh, he's stupid as shit, dude. Everybody in Austin that I know has a cat, and they're all very bright. But the thing is, they're not friendly, right? So my buddy, Jambo is his name. He is the most friendly fucking cat. Every time I come home, I'll hop on the bed, and he'll just, like, jump on after me and just, like, cuddle up with me for a couple minutes. But he is just so dumb. Like, you look at him for a bit and his eyes just start like kind of curving the opposite direction. You can just tell. You just tell that he's not all there.
Yeah, someone should shoot that fucking cat.
We gotta put it down. I would have, but he gets so many likes on Twitter.
Oh yeah. Gotta keep that going.
Yeah, that sucks. Dude. When an animal gets just enough likes, you can't just kill it in cold blood. That's the worst thing in the world.
God, yeah, you know.
I had to watch my mom's dogs, and I had like the very, very similar thing where I've realized some dogs, you look them in the eye and you realize there's nothing fucking staring back at you.
No.
And my mom's got two brain dead, basically retarded dogs.
Yeah.
So they slept outside for the entire week.
My God, dude.
Yeah.
I had a special cat that was like cross-eyed and he couldn't jump up on like a bench. He'd just sit there and meow until you picked him up and put him on. He was really cute though, and he was like all chunky, but he definitely got eaten by coyotes because he was just stupid as shit. Like, or he probably just walked into like a hole somewhere. Like, I don't know. He probably shouldn't have been an outdoor cat, but he'd just get out.
Mm.
Little brother.
Little brother, dude. Little brother somehow still goddamn alive.
This is kind of funny. Like, this happened on stream, but Schlatt, for you, you don't know that. Poop's roommate's dog is named Little Brother. It's got no eyesight and it's got no sense of hearing.
Yeah.
It's completely alone in this world, just existing. And he went to go downstairs to get a drink or something, and Little Brother had gone through the doggy door. But then, like, while he was halfway through, the fucking guillotine thing came down and, like, trapped him at his neck.
Yeah.
And so he was just, like, just stuck with his head through the door.
It was storming, like, super hard outside, too. And then later, like, I found a lamp had fallen off a shelf and landed in his dog bed while he wasn't in it. And I'm like, this is, like, something's trying to kill this dog.
Yeah.
And, dude, I think he's fucking faking part of it, because I have to put my dog's food up, like, on a couch when little brother's here, because he's only here every once in a while.
He's pretending to be blind.
No, and like, brother. It's the best name ever. And like, yeah. I fucking caught him the other day standing on the couch eating my dog's food. And I was like, oh, and he turned and then jumped off the couch. And like, I've never seen this dog. It can't walk up a stair. And I'm like, well, like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
okay, well, first of all, dude, like, what? When you lose a sense, you gain...
So
heightened,
right? He has super smell.
So what is his
little brother probably's got like sonar or some shit.
Yeah. He heard the waves of you going, ah, like he felt it.
Vibration.
Yeah. And he jumped down and danger was coming.
One of my podcast hosts, Ted Nivison. I'm laughing so hard at little brother because Ted had a stuffed animal called Favorite Puppy.
Oh my god.
It's just like the same kind of vibe. It's just so dumb.
You know what? Our editor,
puppy, that's so good.
Our editor was convinced it was Tednivision. Is it Ted?
Oh,
Nivison?
Everybody still gets it wrong. He hates it so much too. That's his actual name. His name is Ted Nivison, and it just makes sense. It's like a radio. It's such a personality name, Tednivision.
Yeah,
just makes sense. You know, makes sense for a YouTube channel, all that shit. Everybody gets it wrong. Our merch site, when we drop Monkey Balls, we had him on the site as like a, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a recommendation, right?
Oh, yeah,
so like
yeah.
a quote by him. And even our merch team got his fucking name wrong. He messages me. He's like, hey, it says Nivision on the site. And we left it.
It's pretty bold to just have your full name out there. Like, I know a lot of people like really are serious about their privacy, won't even give away their first name and stuff. So, bold move. Bold
like
move.
That Swagger Souls guy. He was very.
Yeah. And his name, of course, is. Yeah.
He told us. And he lives in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was very concerned about his privacy to the point, to the detriment of him.
I guess he doesn't even show his fucking.
Yeah, like I saw a video of him like fishing with his friends in Australia. It looks like it's 150 fucking degrees outside. He's got this sweatshirt and a koi fawn and everything. I'm like, dude, you're dying out there. Like
he's got his chainmail on.
He's on a sailboat with a fucking chainmail on. Like I would be hot as hell.
Imagine him trying to navigate around in a convention with his fucking night helmet on with two little eye slits.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Seems
dude.
Like more like so much more work than it's worth. Like you'd always be stressed about like a leaked photo or something. Like I mean, I guess also it's part of the, you know, the draw.
Allure.
People are like, what could he look like?
Well, I mean
I was very stressed when my face wasn't out there. I'd get paranoid about everything. But it's kind of like a weight off your shoulders once you're out there. Like once the information has been leaked and people found it, like it's just like, okay, there it is. I can't do anything about it. It's time to stop worrying about it.
What's the security difference between like Ted Nivison and Swagger Souls? Like has Ted had any, like he hasn't had any crazy fans?
I don't think so. I think he, the last fan experience he told me about was, he was out to dinner with his girlfriend, and someone recognized him at the restaurant, and they had they paid for his bill.
Oh, nice. I wonder if Swagger Souls has had anybody pay for his bill.
Probably not. Probably not.
No way.
Yeah.
He's a fucking loser.
I'll say he heard him order the menu first.
Yeah, like, what, yeah.
Okay.
That's his real voice. It has to be.
I'll have a burger.
Yeah.
Get that man's tabs on me, dude. I find that. I recognize that voice anywhere.
Yeah. I've been wondering about that, but now I got like kids and stuff. I don't think I would want anybody to know my address and everything.
They know what your kids look like too, man.
Yeah, and then everything would come unraveled.
Oh no, if your kids and wife died, that'd be the worst thing ever.
I would be
more time to stream, more time to podcast. I was about to say, I'd be
completely untethered and be free to finance monkeys.
I wouldn't have to buy new microwaves all the goddamn time for my bitch wife. Yeah.
Wouldn't need the headboard anymore. Tesla family no to more bed them. Frame.
Yeah. You know, coincidentally, I don't know if you smoke or anything, but it's it's illegal in your state, actually. Right?
It is, yeah. I would never.
I've been hiding the fact that basically every podcast, like, I smoke beforehand. And, I've been hiding that from my wife because I could feel that she is not the person that would be into that at all. Well, then
your wife, you don't know if your wife condones smoking.
Nah, we really don't talk a whole lot. We're just partners.
They've known each other since how long? Yeah. How long have you guys been dating?
Since seventh grade.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a hot minute.
Holy fuck.
I don't really know much about her, but I feel like I feel like she ain't the type of gal to condone those. So anyways, a dear friend of ours sent some stuff in that contained a vape pen, and she got the package and she goes like, "What the fuck's this?" And I'm like, "Well, it's a package from my friend." Yeah. Well, no, I open it up and it's like it's a bunch of pins, like gel pins. And one of the gel pens has been replaced with a vape pen.
Whoa.
And she was like, "Why would your friend send you gel pens?" And I was like, "I'm going to level with you. There's like a weed pen in here." And she's like,
"Oh, you told her?"
And then she didn't speak to me again for an hour and a half.
That was it. Just an hour and a half cool down. Wait,
when did this happen?
This happened right before. Like, I haven't spoken to her this afternoon.
Dude,
this happened.
Holy
shit. Oh,
okay.
We ate lunch. I told her what it was. And then I was like, "Hey, I'm going to go do the podcast." And she was like,
"Okay." Just, so she.
Yeah. So I might end up having some sort of horrible fight later. But because we've been dating since seventh grade.
What are you gonna do? Break up?
Yeah, she's terrified of navigating the dating world. She's stuck with
me. And you know how to fight her really well too, because all the time you know her moves and stuff.
So. Yeah, I know how she thinks.
Yeah, I can get inside her mind. Yeah, you know how to Jeez, mentally torment her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
crazy. If she leaves me, I'll know that she's in somebody else's house bitching about the microwave.
you're like really good at gaslighting her at this point.
That's crazy. That's such a long time.
It is a long time. You know what's the craziest part though is over that period of time you get to kind of mold their mind like you would a child.
So now she
thinks that having three monitors and a light up keyboard is the hottest shit in the world. I didn't have to buy a $95,000 monkey statue in order to get any cash. I just got a bit like that. You got three monitors. Whoa. And then I get my dick sucked. I don't get my dick sucked. This is marriage we're talking about.
You don't buy an auto blow if you get your dick sucked.
I had to test that out for the consumer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, selfless.
What's an auto blow?
It's like a masturbation.
Is that a Tesla robot mod?
It's like a fleshlight that
be.
Sucks your dick for you.
Yeah.
Completely underwhelming.
Yeah, they both have them, actually, don't you?
Oh.
Wait, do you have one, Shut?
No, I don't.
No, I meant Ryan.
Ryan, do you have one?
Oh, I don't have an auto. No, I have an auto blow.
You've definitely tried Sam's, though, right?
No, I remember I brought it up, and Brian like acted all interested. Like, he's like, "Oh, maybe, like, what's the review?" And then he pulls out this, like, it looks like Mega Man's gun.
It looks like a Mega Man.
He has a different kind of the same thing. So he was interested because he's like, "I might as well have two." I mean, it's like two robot bitches.
I wanted to see which one's better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, the auto blow is fucking pathetic. It is a sad excuse, a waste of money. And now I have a drawer in my house where, like, I'm afraid of somebody opening it because there's this giant
it's like a bell.
Robotic dick sucking machine.
Yeah, that's like really crude to yeah. see. If your mom saw that or something, yeah. like, geez, it's got lipstick on it too, and it's
so yeah. normal for like if you find a girl's vibrator or something, whatever, it's just a vibrator. Like every girl's got one. Not every guy has like this level.
It's a mouth. It fucking talks and shit.
It's got a mouth on it. Lips and everything.
It doesn't have a tongue.
Way too involved. Yeah.
Wait, it's like the mouth and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a big full pair of lips.
It doesn't have a nose, so you don't have anything to fucking like pinch and suffocate it. But it's got just the mouth. It's got just the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh bro.
Yeah. No teeth or anything though. But...
Three Stooges like nose pull up on
fish hook it. Yeah, it doesn't have anything like that. We should send in all these suggestions too.
I think we've talked about this.
Maybe like a merger and acquisition between Tesla and Autoblow AI company.
We think it'd be more personable if it had a mouth and lips. Yeah. We've got a great idea.
Yeah.
We want the throat to be realistic.
Yeah.
We should have a. Yeah, they should just make full body.
What is it gonna be used for? Who's gonna buy a fucking Tesla robot? Let's be real.
The first thing that's going to happen to those things is someone's going to put a suction cup dildo right where its dick goes. Stick it on there.
Do deadlifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can program it and do stuff. That is like the easiest thing to replicate is like a hump. It'd take me 35 minutes, but I've never even seen the software. I guarantee you 35 minutes, I could get one thrust and then just go repeat. Get the suction cup dildo. It would be the easiest thing.
Are you sure you can just program them to do stuff? There's no way, right?
There has to be like a key, thing where you're just like, you move the pelvis and you go, remember that position. Move the pelvis back. Remember that position.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like it's gotta. I feel like it's gotta for $40,000. You gotta be able to do whatever the fuck you want.
But then people could do crazy shit. Right, and they get sued or something, like, you know, like, program like choke old woman, like
no, it's like safe for humans software. On the advertisement. It says safe for humans. It'll recognize a human and say don't.
So you can hump, but you can't choke.
Okay, but that in mind, what you could do is much like Ocean's 11, where they recreate the heist by rebuilding the entire vault. You could rebuild a vault and train it, and do the whole keyframe thing to break in. And then just send that
the keyframe.
Yeah.
Just send that fucker into the bank.
Just be like, and if it doesn't work, you're like Plankton from SpongeBob every day. One of these is getting through. Robot. They can afford one heist, but if you're sending thousands of these things in, one of these is going to get there.
They're gonna end up relocating the bank. They're just
it's like, yeah, we have a fucking Tesla robot that comes in every day at 9 a.m. just on cue. The door's open.
Security guard is worn out by morning. Like he's been beating this thing with a crowbar for hours. And then, you know, it's machine learning. Every time it gets a little bit better.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. But anyways, you've been a good guest. I think that's about everything, right?
Hey, look, I could go for longer. My sushi's about to get here.
Oh,
isn't
really?
The podcast?
Oh, my God.
I researched the podcast. Don't you guys do, like, 2-hour-long episodes?
Yeah, we usually do, but we cut them short if the guest sucks. No, I think you were like we need to push this thing back. I figured you had something to do.
Yeah, there are. I did. Here's the thing. I say yes to too many things, which is why I'm on this fucking show in the first place.
Yeah.
So I have another podcast to be on the other. I have to drive to the other side of fucking Austin.
Oh,
it's gonna be like an hour trip, and then it's a D&D podcast with a.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. I'm going back on Just Roll With It, which is one of my buddies who was on Chuckle Sandwich. You know, we do the whole
Not interested.
Thing.
We thought it was Dungeons and Daddies.
Yeah, it's not it's Dungeons and Daddies.
No. I'm filming an episode with my good buddy Arcadum, or whatever his fucking name is. And then I'm coming back here to film two shows. later tonight. So
Jesus Christ.
Fucking booked.
I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons for one of the first times tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Oh, really?
It's fun. Yeah. It's
my
fun,
dad
man.
And grandpa used to like it, but they didn't get any pussy, so nice. I thought maybe, yeah, I wouldn't, but that shit. It's not working, so.
So I was, like, looking at your channel and your Twitch and everything, and there's, like, there's nothing going on, but you're still.
No, I don't do anything.
Yeah, you still, like, do guest appearances on stuff in order to keep that.
I haven't streamed in 2 years. I upload, like, once a month.
And yet you're everywhere.
I do a lot of, it's the thing. I literally do say yes to everything. So I'll be on a lot of shit.
Can I have your stream key?
Yeah.
No, because I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and watch Daily Dose for a living. And, you know, that'll be once I feel my relevancy start to wane, that's when you're going to see, Schleif's nice. Back on Twitch.
Doing your own game shows and stuff.
Yeah. You can tell your relevancy's gone when you start doing stuff like Wubby, where you just fly on and have 17 employees. And
when you start putting effort into your stuff, that's how you know.
Once you get someone named Peanut, that's when you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm going to fucking kill myself.
I never thought I'd see the day where I had to hire 2 Mexicans to do this stream with me. This fucking really bottom of the barrel.
Did you figure out their like lore? Like, how did they meet? Do you know, Schleif?
I have no fucking idea. I think, I know Peanut used to live in Austin. And I think Wubby just straight up poached him to San Diego.
Damn.
I don't know how. He must be paying him a lot.
Yeah.
I'd imagine it's not bad. He does, like, they probably have a couple channels too, right? Or maybe they only have one. I have no fucking idea. I don't research guests.
I think one might manage the YouTube, like the clip channel or like highlights or something. I don't know. I didn't dig too deep. I was too worried about getting, you know, being the perfect performer on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
That's got to be stressful being on. Well, maybe you're probably super
used to that kind of stuff. Oh, I was very drunk.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of drinking going on.
Yeah. He said that there was, I don't think he's ever done a sober live stream. That's what he said.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of weird. What were you going to say, Poob? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and I get called an alcoholic, you know, but this guy's a hero for never doing his sober part.
Well, the difference is he's providing something in the form of entertainment, whereas you get blackout drunk and just crash a scooter and sit by yourself crying on the couch about love lost. There's a difference.
That's fair.
One's a public display for entertainment. The other one's just
the
sad.
The rich get richer. Yeah, whatever.
Now, if you just brought your drinking to the public forum, you would be just as successful as he is.
I am not going to do that. I need help. I'm just kidding. I actually haven't been drinking much lately.
Did you say you had a hangover from yesterday?
Yeah.
Much. Okay. Much.
You messaged and you're like, can we move this thing up to like 1? And specifically, you notice how it was like 1 on Friday and then 1 on Saturday and then it got moved back to like...
To 3 on Sunday.
It's like, I'm doing a lot of drinking on Saturday. So like, if we can move it back to 3.
Yeah.
I ended up cutting my day short yesterday though.
Was it on...
No, I'm not.
Because of this podcast?
That's a little bit Schlatt's fault. Yeah, kind of ruined my. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just like getting old, I guess. After the first day, I was like, there's no fucking way I want to go out again tonight. Mm. Like, I just came home early.
Damn.
But I don't know. It wasn't even that fun. We slept in, missed the tailgate. It was good seeing like the people I saw, but that was.
Is the worst part of doing football actually like watching the game?
It can be fun, but it was so goddamn hot. Like, I wouldn't want to be in a stadium or anything.
Yeah.
Where are you guys all from?
Indiana. We're all from Indiana.
We're all from the same little town.
Indiana born and bred.
No, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida.
And I'm in Canada.
Yeah, Brian's
Ontario.
In Canada. Yeah. But eventually, I'm going to get a gamer house. I'm going to move everybody into it. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to start knocking out walls. Yeah, I'm gonna get an engineer to do a structural assessment of the house.
Build it.
We knock out a lot of the like load bearing walls in Poob's room, and then it'll be
statue in there.
But when I notice relevancy's going down and everything,
kill me.
And paying these people gets kind of expensive, and so he dies. I get to make a banger episode about employee being it's gone. Death. You get to save on his salary. Mm-hmm. It's
and
a
then
win-win.
You clickbait the next episode. You're like, our new member.
Yeah, our new member. Yeah.
That could be exciting.
A Mexican. He's the new member.
Peanut. Fucking peanut sign.
Yep. And and he'll be the new man. That's too
and
high.
And then you could kill him eventually.
Eventually. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah. No, in order to get him, you know, Wubby's paying him way outside my bracket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You guys get like minimum wage. And I'm sure he gets more than that.
Probably makes more than you.
Probably. He probably does make more. Yeah.
How do you like Austin? Oh, never mind.
No, you're done.
we're going to end the podcast.
Over.
Cool.
He has this disengaged. His sushi's almost here. You can tell he doesn't care.
Yeah, my sushi's here in 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes till my sushi's here, bro. All
right, go poop.
Make this count, poop.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? How's Austin?
This
going to say
be
how's
the funniest
Austin?
Shit you've ever said.
It wasn't going to be a joke. I just genuinely had some friends that moved there recently and was curious. Also, you said you're from New York. I'm kind of pondering a potential New York move in the next couple of years. Any?
Well, now that Cuomo's gone, it might be a little better.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't know. I didn't like New York because, I mean, there's not... apart from my beautiful family, who I love very much, there was fucking nothing there for me. And so, like, no one does this job in New York. It's either Austin or Los Angeles if you're going to make, like, if you're going for collaborations and, like, to be in the lifestyle, then it's Austin or Los Angeles. And I fucking hate Los Angeles, bro.
Yeah.
I can go to L.A. for, like, a couple days, and then I'll start to feel sick.
How important is the collaboration?
I don't even know. See, I love Austin, right? And I haven't even been collaborating with people, to be honest with you. It's just better to be around people who kind of get it, in my opinion.
Didn't you just say you have three different shows that aren't your own that you're doing today?
Well, I just started. I just started. I've been here since like February, man.
Oh, okay.
And I really wasn't doing much in terms of like making videos with people. And it was just more so just hanging around them and getting to know people who do this job. And yeah, I'm done.
I basically surround myself with neats. Really like every friend I have on Discord. They're all just mid-20s, don't have a job, aren't educated, living with their mom.
Yeah.
And it really jumpstarts your, in the same way that you surround yourself with people that are ambitious and have dreams and everything. And you go, man, that's beautiful. You get to sit there and it amps you up, you know, almost like you're, I don't know, like a German soldier and all your friends at war are taking coke and everything before charging into battle. I got the same vibe going on. But mine's almost like I get to sit there on Discord surrounded by these fucking gross little people, and I don't want to be like them.
And so that's fair.
It makes me go.
Both are equally motivated.
Yeah. I go talk to them for 4 minutes. I go, I got to go edit something. This is fucking the most depressing shit I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
It's true.
I remember Steve in the Discord was heralded as like a champion. He made it. He's a first class member of society because he got a job delivering pizzas. Everybody was like, holy shit.
Steve made it out of the rat race.
Yeah. He broke
He's
free.
Bringing us with him.
He comes home with those paychecks. Like, dude, you would not believe the amount of money I got counting fives out. And I was like, we got to go start a podcast or something. It was depressing. Anyway,
gentlemen,
so third time ending this. Yeah. Go eat your sushi. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet all you.
You're
Brian,
welcome for the
Coop.
Opportunity. I hope this collaboration works out for you. We've really bend over backwards to
really gonna help him out here.